Q105.
No, I'll be nice. Stop it, people. Seriously. It's final hour of the Timmy Schaefer Show on Q105. Cloudy chance, scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm today with a high of 75. And then tomorrow, we're going to have clouds in the morning. Then it's going to give way. And it's going to be sunny and nice with a high of 83. Thursday, sunny 87. Friday, sunny 90, man. Oh. And I'm playing Inverness on Friday. My
really?
First time this year.
90's too much.
With my insurance man, Johnny Payak.
That's cool.
From,
play naked because it's going to be hot.
What? I'm not playing naked at Inverness. You kidding me? They don't allow that.
Yeah, just
they allow that at other places, but not there. No, Johnny Payak from First Insurance Group. My insurance guy. It should be fun. It, by the way, it's 68 right now, the cumulus compound. All right, so let me take a look at the extended forecast, see what it's supposed to be for on Sunday, because Sunday is a big day here in Toodley-Doo. You guys know why that is?
Why?
Sunny, partly sunny at 86.
Ooh, that's okay.
With a 10% chance of some rain, which it wouldn't bother you anyway. Some clouds in the morning, give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. So during the race for the cure,
there it is.
The weather looks like it's going to be awesome. All right, joining us in studio to get everybody all fired up for this weekend's race is Desmond Strew. Desmond,
hello.
Good to see you, my man.
Good to see you. Thanks
all
for
right,
having
are you
me.
Guys all ready? You got everything going?
We have it all prepared. We're
dialed
all set.
In.
We are the everything is set up. We're ready to go. We're just itching to load those trucks and make it happen.
How long does it take you guys to set everything up? Like
Yo,
everything.
Like everything?
You got that stage right there at right. Summit and Monroe Street. You got the finish line. You got all the gates and
yeah.
things you put
it
up.
It takes... So for the Findlay race, it takes about...
Who?
The Findlay race.
I love those Findlay people.
Love them.
They love me.
I'm sure they do.
I'm big in Findlay.
For the Findlay race, it takes about 10 hours just from start to finish to get everything set up. For the Toledo race, it takes close to 18 hours.
Wow.
Get it done.
So you start on probably, what,
so
Saturday
we actually,
morning or
so
whatever?
Right, we actually have two teams basically running. So we go down on Friday to set up for the Findlay race, do the Findlay race, tear it immediately down, load the trucks, throw it up to Toledo, and start it all again for Sunday.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow, that's a lot of work, dude.
It is a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
All right, so now it's everybody's got to get all their stuff together. Now, how many people picking up packets and all that?
Yes. So
are they doing that this week?
They're doing that this week at Brondi's Ford in Maumee on South Reynolds Road. So you
that's
can do
where
that.
I got mine last
yeah.
time.
Yeah, so you can do that on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Right.
And you can get it going.
What about Sunday morning? You can't do it Sunday morning?
You absolutely. So if you register ahead of time, you can pick up your packet on Sunday morning on the day of the race. Or if you want to pay an extra $15, you can register on the day of the race and get your T-shirt.
All right,
right
so
there.
How does it look this year? Does it look like it's going to be, you know, another monster race for the cure here in Toledo?
We're always so amazed at how much the community comes out to support the race. Yeah, numbers are looking good. We're hoping that even more people will come out because, you know, every year we always have such a great turnout. But every year we see that the need in the community increases, so that you know we're doing great, we're having a lot of money come in, but then so many more people are applying for grants to say, hey, you know, let's look at this community, let's look at that community, the Hispanic Latina community, African American community. There's so much need in right here in our 24 counties.
So how much of that money stays here?
So of the money that we raise, 75% of it stays right here in Northwest Ohio, in our 24 counties. And those fund grants to the Hospital Council of Northwest Ohio, the Center for Appalachia Research, which actually supports the Mennonite and Amish communities, and then other community organizations. And then 25% of it goes to fund research.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. That's a
yeah.
nice breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... You can sign up the morning of the race if you feel like being a part of this, or you probably
Absolutely.
Would prefer people to get it all done today.
We don't care when you register. We just hope that you register
yeah.
and come down, get your T-shirt, and yep. you know, be a part of this amazing event. You know, I know that you come every
I do.
Come every year,
every
and
year.
The excitement and the joy and the beautiful celebration
oh,
of the survivors is absolutely
oh.
incredible. It's if you've never been, it's worth coming. Not only to support the cause, but just to feel that incredible energy and warmth
oh.
and the beautiful attitudes. It's so
There's a lot
gorgeous.
Of love down there, man.
Decent if, weather
if,
for it,
if
too.
If you have lived here all your life or not, whatever, you will truly experience Toledo to fully grasp life in Toledo. You got to go to one of these. It's just mm-hmm. amazing how cool it is. And there's something for everybody. You
yeah.
know, you can walk. You can do the real short walk, which is, I don't even know if it's a mile, is it?
It is a mile. It's just about a mile.
That's it. And then you can, you know, you can do the 5K, which what we did last year. It was awesome.
And there's also actually some activities for kids this year that we've added. There's going to be a kids dash, which is just a quick run around the bases at Fifth Third Field.
Oh.
But if you know,
oh,
kids,
that's fun.
Kids want to do that. And then we're giving away capes. Pink capes to kids who do...
No capes!
No, that's cool.
That for kids that do the dash?
So kids who do the dash, you can they'll get a free cape.
Oh, that's really cool. That's nice. That's nice of the Fifth
Limited to the first 300. So, but okay. Yeah, we're really encouraging.
That's cool.
You know where that reference is from? You guys know where the reference is from? No capes!
It's from The Incredibles.
Yes! Incredibles, yeah.
Desmond, you're aware.
Edna Mode.
That's her. Yeah. She's my favorite one in there. Anyway.
And
my
kids were
watching it. They were watching it last night. I'm like, I walked by the TV and they're watching it. I'm like, greatest movie ever, right there.
Anyway. And there's a sequel coming out.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, though. I hope it doesn't stink. Anyway, and so there's a lot of, and plus you guys got the after party in Hensville for the adults.
Yes, well, that's you know, the whole family can attend. But so we're actually going to do the awards. So the running awards are going to be at Hensville, and then there's going to be a band. Green Acre Sessions is going to play. So it'll be actually really fun. We're really
it's an all day deal. What time does it start? Cool.
So the race itself kicks off at 9:30, but registration opens at 7 a.m. So and we encourage people to get there pretty early because parking can be crazy, and you want to get in, get settled, and get your packet if you need to,
right?
And just hang out, have a good time.
We didn't have any problems finding the parking though. And I think we got down there about 8-ish.
Yeah, you guys are pretty well marked.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of room. I don't want people to think, oh, I don't want to deal with the parking. We parked right on a street and walked a couple blocks, and boom, we were in.
Yeah, and actually,
ironically, you're there to walk anyway. So
yeah.
I always find that so amusing when people park as close as humanly possible and they're there for a 10-mile walk.
All right. Okay. All the info's on the website, ColemanNWOhio.org. Desmond, anything else we need to know, dude?
You know, just quickly a plug for parking. The Vistula parking garage at the corner of Summit and Cherry is actually going to be open to the public this
freebie?
Year.
Freebie?
I don't think it's going to be freebie, but it's just if you're, you know, you're in.
They should donate all that money.
Well,
to Coleman,
you can take it up with them. But we're just happy that there's more parking available for
right.
for people.
Who
has it not been open before?
It hasn't because the race route has actually encompassed it in the past.
Oh,
so
yeah,
now
we're actually
freeing it up.
So where'd you? How did you change your route then?
So we're instead of turning going up Summit and turning on Cherry, we're turning on Jackson. So we're turning
before,
a little sooner. Yes.
Before you get up there,
and then we're going to scoop down. We've lengthened it a little on the other side so we can go down by the Metro Park.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool there. Good
if you've,
idea.
You know, if you've been hearing about this new park and you want to get a good look at it,
sure.
The race route will go right past it.
All right, there it is, going on this weekend. Nice. Saturday in Findlay, and then Sunday here in Toledo, downtown. It's awesome. Desmond, good to see you, my man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keep up the good work. Dope of the day and other stuff coming up. It's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota, open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car.